I think, you know, where things are heading in addition to integrating biologics therapy, obviously, is to await the results of the adjuvant studies comparing Zoloduc saliplatin versus FOLFOX-based chemotherapy. Now, we may get the first read of that perhaps next year, say mid-2007, when Dan Haller, who was one of the PIs of the Zelox versus Take Your Best Pick Efulucavorn study, the efficacy results are reported. And so while that's not going to compare head-to-head Zelox versus FOLFOX, we'll have the same control arm. And so I think we'll be able to then perhaps make some extrapolations in terms of the improved benefit that's seen with Zoloda plus oxaliplatin.
I think there are a lot of people who are, you know, less convinced of the beneficial profile of capecitabine than you are. I'm not sure why, though.
I think the data is emerging, certainly in the advanced disease setting, that it's virtually identical.
I guess my thought is that I hear a lot of people, both in practice as well as clinical researchers, who are kind of ho-hum about how big a deal is it, oral versus 5-FU.
I think if you're a patient, it's a tremendous difference, right? Because, again, not having to have a central venous catheter, not having to have an infusion pump, not having to worry about potential complications associated with central venous access is huge. So it's easy for a physician to kind of poo-poo it, but I think if one were a patient on the other side, to not have to undergo that certainly is a huge advantage. And I think it also gives patients an opportunity to take control over a situation where I think they feel that they don't have control, right? And I would dare say also, and not to be a skeptic, there may also be a pharmacoeconomic reason for why, in particular, a lot of the community docs may not want to switch over. And while this may not be a subject that they would openly discuss, I think perhaps if I were in the private community, I might feel the same way.